I was always active in the church, mm-hmm. and still is. And what else I do? And I was a member of the PTA meeting, school, and at Yancey, where my children were going.
Okay.
And at my children went over here to the school next to our church first.
Right.
And that teacher was Miss Flossie Price.
I guess at Yancey School or
no, this over here.
Okay.
Chestnut Grove School.
Who's the principal of the Chestnut Grove School? Or was there a principal?
Yeah, and first principal was Mr. Bennett. The next one I think was Mr. Cale, I think.
Okay.
I think it was.
Great.
I think Mr. Bennett was there when we were so far. We were going.
What did you do after school?
What I did?
As a child, yeah.
Go home, clean up at wintertime. Wintertime you had to clean up, get your wood in, pick your chips up, yuck your cow, feed your hogs and your chicken, then get your lesson.
Then get your lesson?
Yeah.
From your mom?
Yeah, she'd have to.
Oh, what kind of lesson?
School lesson.
So you had school in the morning.
Then we had walked to school.
You had first you do chores in the morning.
Yeah.
Then you walk to school, have a day of school.
Then come back. Home and get your water and your chips and things up for the next day.
And then another lesson. What did your mom teach you? Like just general.
Yeah, just general.
Extra schooling.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you play with any of your neighbors?
I didn't worry so much about playing. I just always kept me busy in the house. But
yeah.
I mean, I was.
Okay. Do you remember any of your neighbors, though?
Yeah, most of school, I got a cousin, Amanda Laundrie, and Mabel Asia, and my aunts, Alice Anderson, and Marjorie Wicks, Annie Wicks, Ellen Rush. And the boys, Tyree Gillum, the Allen boys, Stanley Allen, Dane, Ed Rush, William Rush, John Rush, Alzheimer Rush, it's just a gang of so many of them.
Yeah. And did people, the neighbors, ever come over here? Aside from holidays, just to visit? Or did you go over there just to visit?
Yeah, we would. Mama always give us playtime to go to, you know, to visit with your playmates. So then she tell you stay an hour, you better stay that hour and come back. Be on time.
When would you play if you were working, doing the chores so much?
Well, most of the time, after you get through with them.
So you might come back when it was dark?
Sometime. We used to like play dominoes. We'd do it, stay there at home and do that.
What else did you play?
Puzzles. I didn't play cards. I never played cards. Never played cards.
Was that, why was that?
Nothing, I just didn't want to rest. Still isn't.
Did you ever go to stores with other children? I know there's a little store in Esmont.
Yes, we used to walk to. Mama would send us up there for groceries sometimes. If we got big enough to do, she knew, understand. She'd always write a note or something.
So they would know that
they
could give you the food. And I've heard that back then there were sometimes what were called house parties. Do you remember any of those?
I didn't go to them.
Was that because they were not something you were supposed to do?
Well, as a child, I wasn't supposed to just stay at home. I never went to high spotters too much.
Never went one?
I said I never went to high spotters too much.
Okay. How about
I don't believe I never went to any.
Plenty of other things to do. What did you do when you were married? What kinds of things did you and your family do in your leisure time for kind of relaxation?
Well, we wash, we clean up, we iron. We had a day to wash, mm-hmm. we had a day to iron, and we had a day to mend your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched my babies after I was married 15 months before I had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I had my children, I watched my children every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day? You gave mm-hmm. them a bath every day?
Yes, indeed, honey. You washed their clothes, honey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Growing up in your house, did you guys bathe every day?
Yes. We had to have water in the tub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bring it all the way from the well, right? The spring?
No, bring it from the spring.
Yeah. That's a long trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Oh, you have to excuse me. I got this sugar. I have to go back.
Okay. We're back. Did you have any relatives or friends who lived in Prophet?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. And did you know the Benjamin Yancey family at all?
I knew his son.
Which one?
You just in school like that.
Roger?
Yeah, uh-huh. I knew his son.
How did you know him?
Well, they was old as my parents was, and that's how I knew him. And I knew the daughter, May.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lived here until, I think maybe the 30s.
And I know the mother.
Oh, Harriet.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But, you know, as a child, you know, I was younger than they were, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And what did you think of the family? Like, what's your... I'm asking you this because we found a bunch of letters
mm-hmm.
of Reverend Yancey and, like, just... a lot, and
yeah,
so we're going through them, and we just want to kind of a sense of how they were viewed as a family in the community.
Well, when I knew them, they would come home every summer, but they were very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice.
And were they nice to you specifically?
Well, my husband. Sister married in the family.
Oh. What was her name?
My
Your sister-in-law.
Hestine Stokes.
What's her first name?
Hestine.
Ooh, how do you spell that?
H-E-S-T-I-N-E. That's what you spell it.
And remind me of your husband's name.
My husband's name is Louis J. Stokes.
J. Stokes. What was the J for?
Senior. Joseph.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so did you ever socialize with May or Roger and their families?
Well, I'll tell you like this. They were, yes, I socialized, but they, you know, they were older than I, and they when they used to come home every summer, we would go out to visit that cousin, Mrs. Beatrice Banks.
What's her last name?
Visit that cousin, Mrs. Beatrice Banks.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
I've
heard of her.
You see, Lewis' sister married Mrs. Beatrice Banks' brother, William Henry.
Okay.
Ford.
Ford?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, about by me being younger than they were, but you know, I still,
right.
I was always around, I'll say, the ones that most of us older than I were, because, see, when I got married, I didn't go nowhere too much, no more in the church,
mm-hmm.
to schools and things. Mm-hmm. After I raised my children, mm-hmm. I was a home wife. Mm-hmm. And still, I like to stay at home.
Mm-hmm. And your, what does your husband do?
My husband first. When I met him, he came home from New Jersey, as I told you. Mm-hmm. That's how I met him. But he worked in New Jersey. He worked at a place where he made iron and everything. That's why he worked there. Then when he come home, he could cut pulpwood. Mm-hmm. He worked there a while. Mm-hmm. He worked for the WPA a while. Oh. And then he worked on the railroad, but before he went to New Jersey, he worked on the railroad. And he worked on the railroad. And then he worked for, wait a minute, I'll get it right in there. Telegram and telephone company, putting wires up from the East Coast to the West Coast. He worked there for a while. But he didn't work too long there because it took a lot of 2 weeks to catch up with him. See, they go from one place to another. Mm-hmm. And then he had a job on the railroad. Mm-hmm. He worked for Raglan there. But he worked on the railroad before he went to New Jersey to live. He was nothing but a young man. He worked in Ohio and Kentucky.
This is after you got married?
No, before.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Then after you got married, he worked on the WPA program for a while. Mm-hmm. And what was he doing there specifically?
They built the roads and things.
Yeah.
He was, he worked there. And then, like I told you, he worked for telegram and telephone company. Mm-hmm. Then he worked for the railroad. And he stayed at the railroad for 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. He came home and he didn't want to be away from us.
Yeah.
Because it was too much.
Yeah.
So he came home and stayed. And then he got a job to work with the highway department, transportation.
Great.
And he worked there for what? In all, I think it was 37 years.
Okay. So then he could kind of settle down and mm-hmm. stick around. Okay.
He was an equipment operator. Mm-hmm.
And how did you run your household with him in terms of discipline and making those big decisions about your children?
Well, I mostly did most because he was working all the time. Mm-hmm. The children laughed now. They say I used to put them on the road.
On the what?
And put them on the road, stand them all the four big ones up and whip them one by one.
And whip them one by one?
When they did something bad.
All five of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did the same bad thing.
Yeah.
That couldn't be too often.
Well, you know, in the summertime, sure, like that, it's bees and things. Right? They go get in the bee nest and come back home and crying. You have to whip them, tell them to stay out of it.
Right. Yep.
And my grandchildren laughed and said, they call me Big Mama.
Big Mama?
Yeah.
B-I-G?
Uh-huh. And they said, Big Mama, whip us.
Oh.
And said, all the children, make them get a whip when they didn't need it.
Well, that's not fair.
Oh, Lord. I try to do the best I could and raise them. Uh-huh. Do like Mama taught us.
And did you tell all of your children the facts of life?
My girls?
Mm-hmm. And your boys?
Yeah, I tell all of them.
What age did you do that? Yeah.
Well, I think when little boys get little bits down here, uh-huh. they should be told.
Uh-huh.
And we know how. We women are, we uh-huh. girls, we children, at our age, you know how we start.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, I think they should be told.
Okay.
What you say?
Oh, I'm afraid, I think maybe even a little younger, just because they get so much from the media. I would like to clarify things maybe even earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, I said the material's a young man, 11. And,
yeah, I know.
You have to tell them. Some at 9.
Yeah, so